Father God, we do thank you that those many, many years ago, you sent your son, born in the manger, such humility, and knowing that he would live to die on the cross for our sins. What a gift, what the greatest gift, the gift that met our greatest need. And Lord, today, through the singing, through the reading, as we reflect on these truths, I pray that you would guide our minds to first to praise you, to thank you for all that you have done. But also, Lord, that maybe if we're not saved, that today will be the day that we received this gift of salvation. Lord, this is all done to your honor, to your glory. May your name be praised. And I praise the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Who is this Emmanuel? Almost 2,000 years ago, wise men were looking through Scripture and decided, let's go to Israel and look for this Messiah, the one promised of God. What led them to this conclusion? What passages must have been running through their minds as they crossed mountains and deserts in order to see the Messiah of God. Maybe these are some of the passages they thought of.
And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice.
The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts.
But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting.
Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord, whom ye seek, shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him.
But what will he do?
He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth.
Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert.
And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound.
The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the lands of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. How will they receive this Messiah?
The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed.
They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children.
What is this? We see that the Messiah shall suffer.
They shall smite the judge of Israel with the rod on the cheek. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. For dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. They gave also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink.
I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death.
Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth.
And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth.
My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me, and from the words of my roaring? All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake their head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture.
But that is not the end of this Messiah. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption.
Therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste.
Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord might dwell among them.
Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
And one day he shall reign.
The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. And when the days be fulfilled that thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon a mule, and upon a colt the foal of a mule.
Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth.
And speak unto him, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, Behold the man whose name is the branch, and he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. Even he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne. And he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. So who is this Messiah?
But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him who are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren.
Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me.
For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetimes subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham.
Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people.
Where ox and ass are. sinners hear, the silent word is pleading.
Still a mystery to me that the hands of God could be so small, no tiny fingers reaching in the night for the very hands that messed up the sky.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, heaven's love reaching down to save the world. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Son of God, servant King, here with us, you're here with us. Still a mystery to me, how his infant eyes had seen the dawn of time, how his ears had heard an angel symphony. Still Mary had to rock her Savior to sleep. Hallelujah, hallelujah, heaven's love reaching down to save the world. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Son of God, servant King, here with us, you're here with us. Jesus the Christ, born in Bethlehem, a baby born to save the souls of men. Hallelujah, hallelujah, heaven's love reaching down to save the world. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Son of God, servant King, here with us. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, heaven's love reaching down to save the world. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Son of God, servant King,
here with us. You're here with us. You're here with us.
And now it's your turn. I'll ask you to stand with me. We are going to sing all four verses, number 219, Silent Night. So go ahead, stand with me. Hope your heart's prepared. O come, Emmanuel, where are you? He is here with us. And it was back on that silent night many, many years ago. Number 219, Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory streamed from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Silent night, holy night, wondrous star, lend thy light, with the angels let us sing alleluia to our King. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
Amen. You may be seated.
People here. God has not only sent us one, but three men that love him and are serving him, and they study very hard and bring God's word to us each and every week. And we as a congregation have much to be thankful for. And we've got a little bit of something to give to them to show our love and appreciation for them. Said he's working on the wife.
I can say, and I'm sure the other men will agree with me and their wives, that it is truly, truly a joy and a privilege to serve as your pastors. We love you, and we pray for you, and we only want God's best for each and every one of you. So, praise the Lord. Thank you so much for the great privilege I'd like you to open your Bibles this morning to Matthew chapter 1, and while you're turning there, I'd like to read this. It says, "Dear pastors and church family, what a Savior and God we have. All praise to Him from whom all blessings flow. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your prayers, petitions to the throne of grace on my behalf. We appreciate your labor of love in the delicious meals, trips to the hospital and doctors, fellowships that were so uplifting, and gifts, cards, emails. God used you mightily. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee." Jeremiah 32:17. We love you so much, Paula, Joe, and Stephen. So we're so thankful that Paula Joe is here today and doing well, and how God answered the prayers concerning her cancer. So praise the Lord. Good to see you. And we love you. So, Merry Christmas. It's nice and white outside. I like what Pastor Nate said. We got all of our snow at one time. I really don't think that's what's going to happen. But that was quite the snowstorm. And I guess we will have a white Christmas this year, if you like those things. But thank the Lord for that. Stand with me, and let's read together Matthew 1, starting in verse 18. We're going to read verse 18 through 25. My text will be verse 23. But let's hear from the Lord in the reading of His Word. "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise." Read with me, please. "When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." And may the Lord add his richest blessing to the reading of his word this morning. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, our hearts are filled with awe and praise when we think of what happened so long ago. Father, our hearts again are filled with awe and praise for the prophecies that we heard read to us this morning, and how you foretold so long ago of the day when our Messiah, our Savior, would come. Born a babe, but yet became a man who took our sin upon himself, and took that sin to a hill called Calvary, and died on a cruel cross in my place to appease your wrath against my sin. And he died, Lord, as our substitute. What a gift.
Father, help us to know that gift and help us to live lives that show appreciation for that gift. Lord, I can't say anything more than what has been read from your word. But Lord, take these simple words and use them in our lives to draw us closer to you, to help us to love you more. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I listened to a song this morning at breakfast and it got me crying, and I've been crying ever since then, so bear with me. God with us. Three little words. But think about what those little words mean. God with us. Look at verse 23 of our text. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Isn't that awesome? God with us. We saw last week that God had been silent for 400 years. Just before Matthew, there in your Bible, now it may only be separated by a page, but the end of Malachi to the story in Matthew and Luke, 400 years of silence from God. But he was once again speaking, and he began to speak first, as we already saw, to Zacharias through the angel Gabriel. Then he went to Mary. And when Gabriel visited her, he was going to tell her, he told her that she was going to be the mother of the Messiah. But she didn't understand this. She was a virgin. But the angel said, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee." And she would conceive the Messiah as a virgin through the power of the Holy Spirit. So I'm sure, it's not recorded in our Bible, but I am sure in her great excitement, she runs and tells Joseph. Joseph doesn't believe her. For after all, Mary, virgins don't have babies. And I know that I'm not the father. So he decides to privately divorce her. Then she leaves to be with her cousin Elizabeth, John the Baptist's mother. Then Zacharias prophesies that God is going to visit his people. After 400 years, God is not only speaking again, but he's going to come and visit us. Then Gabriel has to visit Joseph to tell Mary that he has to go to Joseph to tell him that Mary is telling you the truth. So take her to be your wife. And when the child is born, call his name Jesus, but he will be known as Emmanuel, or God with us, the fulfillment of Isaiah 7:14. Just think about this for a moment. And I know this whole year has been crazy, and that's putting it mildly. Think about how wonderful visits are at Christmas time. Sons come from Florida. leaving today to pick up my mother-in-law from New Jersey. Moms come from Canada. Other people come. You're going. Visits are wonderful. Think about that visit. God is going to visit us. Just think about this awesome thought and meditate upon this Christmas season. Almighty God and a fragile infant baby. Think about that. Almighty God became a fragile infant. Laying in that manger was God Almighty, the Lord truly humbled himself. The Bible tells us, you don't have to turn there, but in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, Paul tells Timothy, God was manifest or revealed in the flesh. Can you imagine that? God became a man. And not like Adam, where God created a fully mature man. God came to earth through a womb and developed in Mary's womb. And God, the creator of all mankind, spent 9 months in a womb. And then was born. And as a fragile infant, was laid in a manger. God with us. Look at our text. And look at the first word. God. Three little English letters. God. In the Greek, the word is theos. And in John chapter 1, we're told this little baby, we're told who he is. It says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. So this babe that Mary just birthed, lying in a manger, was the Creator. God, the Hebrew word for God, is Elohim. And it takes us all the way back to the very first word of the verse of the Bible. In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. This speaks to us, friends, this morning. God with us. This speaks to us of the deity of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. God with us. Please look at Romans chapter 1. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Concerning His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. And in those two wonderful verses, we see the humanity, verse 3, of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we see his deity in verse 4. Turn to chapter 9 of Romans, verse 5. Whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Think about this. That fragile infant boy that lay in the manger some 2,000 years ago was the creator, was the sustainer, was the supreme being, was the sovereign God, was the almighty God, was the Most High God, was the infinite God, was the eternal God, was the unsearchable God, was the great God. The God who is holy, who is righteous, who is gracious, who is merciful, who is loving, who is all-knowing, all-powerful, who's everywhere present, who's immutable or unchanging, who's glorious, who's perfect, who is just, who is true, who is good, who is faithful, who is patient, who is kind, and who is compassionate. Can I dare say, friends, there's none like him. God, and the second little word, with. Isn't that amazing? Think about that first, just God. So get a picture in our, well, like my anyway, my small mind. Get a picture of all who God is. And how almighty he is, and how all-powerful he is. And then think of the word with. The Greek word is meta. And in English, the definition of with means among, or in company, or on the side of. We use this word all the time. I'll go with you. Will you come with me? And it speaks of companionship. This word is a preposition. And it's a word that usually precedes a noun or a pronoun. And of course, the pronoun here is us. And expresses the relation to another word in the clause. So, a word that shows the relationship between the subject here, who is God, and the object, who is us. So God is with us. God with us. Remember, Zechariah said God was going to visit his people? Well, here he is. The shepherds saw him. He's here with us. He's right next to us. And a little bit later, some 30 years later, John the Baptist was able to say, "Behold, there he is. God with us." John chapter 1, verse 14. It's a precious verse. Now we learned from chapter 1, verse 1 of John that the Word is God. But then notice what it says in verse 14. And the Word was made flesh And what's the next phrase? Dwelt among us. He dwelt among us. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy, toward the back of your Bible, chapter 2, verse 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Jesus Christ. God with us. And that last word, us, two little letters. The Greek here, the word is hamon. And the word simply means us. It means we. It's the collection. God with us. I like what we've been referencing it, but I like what Zechariah said in Luke chapter 1, in verse 78. In the latter part of the verse, it says, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us. And a psalm that has probably been so precious to so many of us is Psalm 46. And in Psalm 46, in verse 7 and verse 11, a phrase is repeated. The Lord of hosts is with us. Can you hear my stomach growling through my microphone? I apologize. God with us. God with us. Think about that. God with us. The Almighty God. Little bit of biblical review. God created Adam and Eve and placed them in a garden. And Adam and Eve enjoyed sweet fellowship with God. And He walked with them in the garden. But the serpent came. And Adam and Eve sinned. And because of that sin, man was driven from the garden. And from that point on, until so long ago in Bethlehem, but from that point on, when man is driven from the garden, he can no longer see God. God revealed himself to Moses in a burning bush. But God is not a burning bush. God revealed himself to the children of Israel in a pillary cloud of smoke by day or a pillar of fire by night. God revealed himself in a tabernacle. God revealed himself in a temple. But then if you would please turn to John 14. And what we see in John 14, verse 7. The last night, Jesus is with his disciples. Before he goes to the cross, he says these words. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? Notice this phrase, he that hath seen me have seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? God was with us in the man Jesus Christ. You know, there's a song which I listened to this morning, which made me cry, and I may cry here in a minute. But there's a song called Mary, Did You Know? And there's a phrase in there. Here it comes. It says, Mary, did you know that when you kissed your baby, you kissed the face of God? Isn't that awesome? God with us. God with us. If God is with us, why was there no room for him? If God is with us, why was he kept where animals are kept? If God is with us, why was he laid in a manger? If God is with us, why so few visitors? If God is with us, why was there no fanfare? If God is with us, what will you do? If God is with us, will you make room for him? One more passage to look at. Please turn your Bibles this morning to Galatians 4. God with us. Galatians 4, verse 4. All of the songs that were sung by the children and the teens and the women, all of the scriptures that were read spoke about the coming of the Messiah. And he has come. It's history for us. He has come. He has died. He has risen again. He has ascended back into heaven, and he has sent his Spirit. What will you do? Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of the time was come, everything was perfectly right for the Messiah's coming. All of the prophecies were about to be fulfilled. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son. There is his deity. Jesus Christ is God the Son. Made of a woman, there is his humanity. Made under the law, there is the faith he came to, the Jewish people. Why did he come? To redeem them that were under the law, to buy us back, to redeem us. Why did Jesus come? So we can have nice little Currier and Ives Christmas scenes and put them on cards? No. He came to redeem us. That we might receive the adoption of sons. He came to buy us back from the slave market of sin and take us from our father, the devil, who we were sold to because of sin, and adopt us as his children. And because, verse 6, ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Jesus came to restore the broken relationship that was broken by sin so long ago in the garden. Jesus came so that God could be my Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. God with us. If you're here today and you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, through His Spirit, God is in us. And if you're here today without Christ, He's not your Father. And one day you will stand before Him as judge. We love visits at Christmas time. We love to be with family and friends, and God has visited us. But another thing that is associated with Christmas is a gift. And we love to give and receive gifts. And the greatest gift that was ever given, the greatest visitor that ever came to planet Earth was God. And the greatest gift that was ever given to planet Earth was God the Son. For God so loved the world that He what? Gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Friends, God is knocking. Will you let Him in? Will you invite Him in? Will you make room for Him in your life? If you don't know Him as your Savior, will you cry out unto Him, "Oh Lord God, save me a sinner"? And He will. Believe that He died for your sin. And this Christmas, unwrap. Receive and unwrap the greatest gift ever given. God with us. Every head bowed, please. Every eye closed.